for some things to call to our attention, let me call on Shannon right at the beginning, and Shannon's going to talk about family promise. Thank you, Shannon. I'll also remind you that those of you who might be interested in coming to our Thursday Bible studies, those start again this week after our summer break. So that's on, guess what day? Thursday. You got it. Yeah. And information about that's in your Go and Serve. Sarah actually is away on vacation today. She is, I think, attending a wedding in Kentucky. Does that sound right? Yeah, it sounds good to Jim, so I think that's where she is. So she is not here. And then this morning, I found something that I need to alert you to. First of all, let me say that the Bible was written for oral presentation. In other words, most often it was intended for you to listen to rather than to read along. Now, we provide you the text to read along, but sometimes I worry about that we spend more time making sure they read it right than for deeper understanding, you know. So I don't actually, just tell you for myself, most times during the lessons I have mine closed. I'm just listening. You have a wonderful opportunity to experience that today because when it comes to our gospel reading, the citation of Luke 14 is correct. However, the gospel passage that's printed there is the same one that was in the bulletin last week. So I'm not going to read that one because we read that last week. I'm going to read the right one for this week, but you will not get to follow along this week for the gospel reading. All right, let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. just and gracious God. We come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds. Forgive us our sins. And free us to love. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You got one, Connie. You got one right behind you.
Okay. A reading from Proverbs. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. The word of the Lord. Reading from Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would have be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let me see. Of all the great achievements and athletic performances at the recent Summer Olympic Games in Rio, I hope you didn't miss this one. In the women's 5,000-meter race, two racers became tangled up in the crowd of runners, their feet and legs pretzeling with each other, and both fell down onto the track. They both tried to get up to continue the race, but one of them, Abby D'Agostino, had torn her ligaments in the fall. The other racer was Nikki Hamlin from New Zealand. D'Agostino tried to continue and hobbled a few steps, but it was clear she couldn't go on. Hamlin abandoned her own race for a medal and stayed to help her until a wheelchair was brought out. Most of us probably can't even imagine the focus and drive and commitment it takes to be part of the Olympics and to compete for a medal. But Hamlin stopped to help, giving up in an instant all she had worked for in order to help someone in need. She was awarded the Pierre de Coubertin Medal for sportsmanship, a medal that has been awarded only 17 times in all Olympic competition. The first time it was awarded actually happened at a Winter Games. The British bobsled team was in second place after their first run. But as they prepared for their second run, they made a disheartening discovery. One of the bolts holding their sled runner on had broken, and there was no way they could compete. At the bottom of the sled run, the Italian driver, who was in first place, heard of the problem, took the bolt off of his own sled, and sent it to the top for the British to use as they won the gold medal. The Pierre de Coubertin Medal is considered the noblest of all and the most precious award an athlete can own. Now, it's worth remembering those stories today as we hear again the author of Hebrews calling us to live lives of love. He reminds us to let mutual love continue among us. He calls us to remember those in trouble as if we were the ones in trouble ourselves. Like those expressions of sportsmanship, that kind of love is pretty rare in our world today. We tend to love when it's convenient. But Jesus calls us to love genuinely. Jesus calls us to love sacrificially. Jesus calls us to love actively. It's not easy. Maybe you remember the old saying, "Don't judge someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes." Well, the author of Hebrews would not only agree with that statement, but he'd push it further to tell us that we should actively seek out one another's shoes. We are called to walk with each other through life, through all that life has, good and bad. We are called to give ourselves to help and support each other, even if it costs us something, especially if it costs us something. That's the very heart of Christian love. In Booker T. Washington's autobiography, Up From Slavery, he recalled a beautiful incident of his older brother's love for him. He said the shirts worn on his plantation by the slaves were made of a bristly, inexpensive flax fiber that was so rough it was like having 100 burrs under your shirt. As a young boy, that garment was so abrasive to his sensitive skin that it caused him a great deal of pain and discomfort. His older brother would wear Booker's new shirts until they were broken in and smoother to the touch. Booker said it was one of the most striking acts of kindness he had ever experienced among his fellow slaves. That's what the author of Hebrews was getting at as he talked about love in our second lesson. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as though you were in prison with them, those being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. This is how the life of faith is expressed. This is who we are supposed to be. Our call is actively to reach out, to go out of our way to understand the struggles of someone else and to give ourselves to share someone else's suffering and pain. God calls for us to give our lives for others and to look for opportunities to do it. That's what Christian love is supposed to mean. It's God's way to live. One night a man had a dream. And in the dream he met Jesus. He asked Jesus, "How much do you love me?" And Jesus said, "This much." And he stretched out his arms and he died. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus always has been, is, and always will be about love. That's who we're called to be too. Let mutual love continue. It's God's way. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Listening God, we thank you now and always that you are eager to be in relationship with us and that you hear our prayers and concerns. Be near to us always, Lord God, and help us to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you welcome us with a love that knows no end. Lead us now in lives that are responsive to your great love, lives that reach out in welcome to others, lives that live caring for others as you would care for them. Lead us in active, sacrificial love for each other as you have shown us how. Lord, in your mercy, life-giving God, all we have and all we are come from you. Strengthen and renew those who are sick or sorrowed or suffering in any way. Give comfort and aid to those suffering natural disaster and violence this week. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, leading God, you have called us to follow your way. Now fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might have zeal for the mission to which we are called. Give us energy for your work. Loosen our tongues to tell your story of grace. Reach into the world through us. May it be ever evident that we are your people and that you are our God. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray.
God, have mercy and grace. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks be to God. Thank you.